So we've just taken part in the debate about the possible return of the residence permit scheme. You presented
for real estate. That's the most important issue.
Sorry?
For real estate, for housing.
Yes. And you presented a whole range of sort of objections, but I wonder if you could quickly sum up why you're so opposed to this move.
Well, to my opinion, there is no positive signal at all, because first of all, it's a current situation when we have a 250,000 euros as a threshold to get this permit. It's already coming and it's not working, because Russia, there is a totally different situation with a possibility for Russian citizens to buy properties. Let's be honest, because of several reasons, everybody knows it. And at the same time, there are so many projects developed recently in Jurmala and Riga, and there is of course a higher margin, and that's why they are trying to make a lobbyism in the parliament to change rules respectively to put down this threshold to, let's say, 180,000 euros and to split it, which is more, even more dangerous. It's on 60,000 euros as a minimum for a combination of a collection of investment for housing. And this is really dangerous, because this is already threshold in Riga for a new project, and not only for new projects where the first home buyers. The government finally recently developed this program. It's very weak. And the first buyers already bought around 60,000 euros, the first properties with the government support guarantees, and first payment to the commercial bank. And in that case, we are, with the lowering of this threshold for permits applier, we are disturbing this market even more here in Riga and in other places. And of course, it's created a lot of difficulty, because those people are not living permanently in those apartments. It means downtown Riga, and also the so-called Klusai centers or peaceful part of Riga, which is very beautiful, and it's just empty in the evenings. And the same in Jurmala, when I'm living, so you have 80 developing projects in the different stages, and some of the developers don't know what to do with it, and it's destroying also nature, I would say, so an architecture. So it was so many negative impact on that, and as a finally very important issue, of course, because the buyers are mainly from CIS countries, and particularly from Russia and Ukraine, by the way, not all of them are sympathizers to the new current Ukrainian government. That's of course, obviously, this is a dangerous politically, and we have to remember also that our security police, which is responsible to check those people who are applying permits, they used to have only one person working on those in previous years, and now they, since 2015, they have more people, they have higher capacity, and they can check even previous permits issuers, so permits recipients. So that's why I think, and also new head of the security police, he also made a statement publicly, which is not very typical, that it's not necessary to change those rules. That means he knows also from the security point of view, so we don't need so many those permit appliers, particularly from real estate.
But it seems extraordinary that we had a very, very similar scheme a couple of years ago. Then the thresholds were raised, it was made a lot more difficult. But now there seems to be a real push to basically reintroduce the old scheme. I mean, and why now? It seems very curious that we changed the rules, tightened them up, and then suddenly people are talking again about going back to what it was, as if it was a great success the first time around.
No, I think the market conditions has changed in the housing market, and obviously those who like high margin profits in this field, they are trying to find some public support through the changes in legislation, just to get again some kind of margin, and this is why it's so strong. Pressure on political side that is now. But I think politicians in Latvia, parliament, national parliament in this case, they just have to understand they are elected by citizens of Latvia. They are for the Latvian state. And state is in a dangerous situation geopolitically as well. And you have to decide on the interests of citizens, not for other interests. So investors can find, some of them perhaps will be in difficulties, but they can find other opportunities to work. And with a lower margin, that's okay. Even some of them, they have in the housing market, they will not be able to get a profit with three zeros in percent, meaning 100% or even more from the invested money. But okay, maybe 5% is okay as well.
But what chance do you think there is of having the scheme reintroduced? I mean, we've even seen that the central bank governor, Mr. Rimshevich, has given support to the scheme.
Yes, that was to my surprise. I know him for many years also. We are members of Economist Association. And of course, I understand he has to think about the macroeconomic situation as one of his tasks to create stability. And of course, because last year has changed many things in relation with Russia and also with the inflow of money to Latvian market and also reduction of portfolio for existing commercial bank sector. And so it creates, I think he made it too discussable statement. If you are a governor of the central bank, you have to think, more also on the political side. But what was interesting also, some experts from the same Bank of Latvia, they were more careful on those analyses. They are playing with figures and they are saying, look, we can continue this for maybe for 2 years and then we have to stop this real estate permits policy.
And what chance do you think there is of the scheme being reintroduced? I mean, you talked about lobby. It seems that there is some sort of vague alliance of banks and real estate and maybe other people as well who are really pushing for this. And do you feel that this has some traction within the Saeima?
Yeah, obviously. You know, that's why also we are here, and also delays of the discussion on this debate. It's pretty significant. And there used to be in winter times, there was organized several conferences on behalf of the real estate involved investors or some other kind of interest groups around it. And they were with some budget. That means they are lobbying very strongly, and politicians was pushed in a corner, I would say, I didn't participate, but some of my colleagues participated. They said they are in a corner. But at the same time, I think now situation after in the springtime and early summer, I think when it's slow, perhaps will be discussed, that situation is much more different, and we understand that geopolitical tensions with Russia will be for not for a year or it will be over. It's not like that. Yeah.
So finally, is there no place for the scheme whatsoever, or could there be changes made that would satisfy you?
I suggested this, knowing the different political factions in the parliament and distribution of power among factions, I would say the normal outcome would be to keep the threshold 250,000 for certain time of years. 2 or 3 years, I said 3 years, but it's okay, like Bank of Latvia said, some of experts 2 years. And say, sir, look, you have to go from the real estate, from this higher margin business. Let's work with the first home buyers on this other government policy. Let's make lobbyisms there, and so those who want to stay in the real estate and housing market. But I think it would be a reasonable solution.